From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Presidents of the United States and Brazil say they agree on the importance of collaborative efforts to combat the spread of the Zika virus. After the two leaders spoke, the White House issued a statement saying Barack Obama and Dilma Rousseff recognize the significance of working together. World Health Organization warns the Zika virus is spreading rapidly through the Americas and could affect as many as 4 million people. Zika virus has been tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases of microcephaly in Brazil. That's a condition that results in abnormally small heads and brains in newborns. There is no treatment. Authorities in Burundi have released two foreign journalists a day after they were arrested in the capital for allegedly conspiring with criminals. Burundi's ongoing tensions began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. Representatives of the main opposition group in Syria, the High Negotiations Committee, plan to meet with the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, today in Geneva, after skipping the first day of talks aimed at ending the war. Fahra Atassi is an opposition member close to the High Negotiations Committee.
They're coming for a discussion with Mr. de Mistura, with the UN, not for a direct engagement or negotiation or to start the political negotiation process with the regime.
The peace talks are the first since negotiations collapsed in 2014. The nearly five-year-old civil war in Syria has left a 250,000 people dead. It's displaced millions, and many also have fled to Western Europe. This is VOA News.